All right, welcome back to the Beastgain Podcast. And today we're taking a look at Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Directed by Joachim Rønning, is written by Linda Wolverton, and it stars Angelina Jolie, Elle Fanning, and Harris Dickinson. And the synopsis is, Maleficent begins to question the complex family ties that bind them as they are pulled into different directions by impeding nuptials, unexpected allies, and dark forces at play. I don't remember a lot about the first movie, but I do remember that Angelina Jolie had a goddaughter that was played by Elle Fanning. They didn't necessarily get along, and it was this whole thing about why is Angelina Jolie's character so upset, and they worked things out. That's all I remember about the first movie. This one takes a different path where Elle Fanning is starting to get some confidence. She's grown up now and she wants to get married. Guy Harris Dickinson, he has proposed to Aurora, Elle Fanning's character. Well, Aurora goes to tell Maleficent. Maleficent gets pissed off. And then there's this whole thing about Phillip's family versus what Maleficent wants. And then this overly unnecessarily complex in order just to get to a wedding. And that is Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. I'm not sure why they made another one of these, but Disney, I really am getting to the point where there's a Disney movie just about every month. And again, they own Fox. And with that, Terminator coming out, which is technically now a Disney movie. With this one, it's not terrible, but we have been here before. We have seen this, I guess with Disney in particular, just follows a very similar trend for a lot of these fantasy-esque, they were once a book or once a cartoon movies, and maybe the first Maleficent worked. It is a better movie. And again, this one is not terrible to a point where you're getting a lot of these regurgitated Disney ideas that Disney does not have too many brand new ideas. The last brand new idea they tried, if you remember, might have been Tomorrowland, which failed miserably. But you know what? This day and age, you might have that movie work now because they tried to do the same thing back then. Stop trying to be woke. Just think from a movie-going perspective that, yes, you want sequels. Yes, you want whatever Marvel movie, Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man 4, Spider-Man 5, would really appreciate is a singular focus movie that does not need sequel after sequel after sequel, or a necessary sequel, looking at you, Zombieland, just a very focused movie, and that is it. Maybe the director does something differently. That is it. Like, I do a movie, I move on to another movie that does not have anything to do or some backstory, some universe connection story. With Disney, you'll likely get a Maleficent 3 or Beauty and the Beast 2, or something close to that. I'm pretty sure Beauty and the Beast 2 is probably coming out. You had Dumbo this year. You had Aladdin. You had The Lion King. And Maleficent. So those are four movies that are kind of based on other Disney properties that you got just this year. And I just believe it's a problem. Again, this movie, not completely terrible. If you really had to knock it for anything, maybe it's not a kids movie, but from a standpoint of what I see from Angelina Jolie right now is that she does a lot of the same thing that Johnny Depp does, that, oh, I want to play these quirky characters so I can speak in a British accent. It's just one of these things where I don't necessarily hate this movie, but I'm going to give it a 4. To me, it just feels like I've seen this movie before and I'm just watching it again. That's the Beastgain Podcast.